Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
25 years ago today, March 3rd, 1991, four police officers in Los Angeles were videotaped beating a black taxi driver named Rodney King. The video shocked the city, and when the officers were acquitted, there was rioting in Los Angeles that left 55 people dead and more than 2,000 injured. King settled a lawsuit with LA for nearly $4 million. And died 20 years after his beating by drowning in the pool in his backyard. In the wake of the more recent incidents involving Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in New York, and others, the Rodney King beating has taken on new importance. We went back into the NPR archives to find the first story about that beating from 25 years ago, March 1991. It's almost eerie to listen to now. Here it is, reported by NPR's Ina Jaffe.
The videotape shows 25-year-old Rodney King, a black man, lying in the street. He is struck repeatedly with a nightstick by at least two officers. At one point, he rises to his knees, and another officer shoots him with an electric stun gun. He falls, and is kicked, and then is beaten some more. While this goes on, as many as 10 other policemen watch. The video continues for about 2 minutes. Police say they apprehended Rodney King after he led them on a high-speed chase on the freeway and then resisted arrest. King denies those charges and was released from custody on Wednesday. He has a broken leg, multiple bruises and lacerations, and required about 20 stitches. Police Chief Daryl Gates said yesterday that in addition to criminal prosecution of the three officers allegedly responsible for the beating, a total of 15 others face internal department investigations. He also said that the action shown on the video should not reflect on the entire police force, and he denied the incident was racially motivated.
We can turn up absolutely nothing that would suggest that, except that the officers were white and the suspect was black.
But some people insist that the Rodney King beating is part of a pattern of excessive use of force, especially against minorities. In December, former basketball player Jamal Wilkes was pulled over by police officers and handcuffed. He was not charged with anything and has filed a complaint. Also recently, Hall of Fame baseball player Joe Morgan was awarded more than $500,000 for a 1988 incident in which he was roughed up by an officer who says he mistook the retired athlete for a drug courier. Critics of the department are now calling more loudly than ever for the resignation of Police Chief Daryl Gates. They charge that his well-publicized intemperate statements have created a climate that fosters incidents like the Rodney King beating. For example, Robin Toma, a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, cites Gates' remark at a congressional hearing that casual drug users should be taken out and shot.
He's also made statements in the early 80s when a number of blacks were dying at the hands of LAPD police who applied a chokehold to them. He stated that blacks perhaps had different anatomies which allowed their windpipes to close more quickly when these sort of things occurred. And finally, he stated to his subordinates that he said homosexuals are evil and they do evil.
Nevertheless, it appears that Daryl Gates' job is safe for now. Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley, himself a former police officer, has said he does not have the power to fire the chief of police, a job with civil service protection. He did announce yesterday, however, that the police commission, a civilian review board, would look into questions of persistent abuse of minorities, as well as training, supervision, and a number of other department procedures. The mayor insisted this investigation was not to be interpreted as a criticism of Daryl Gates.
When you consider that within 72 hours, they have moved fast enough to bring this case to the district attorney, you know that he is serious about his review of the matter.
Former Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley there, ending a report from NPR's Ina Jaffe that aired in March 1991, 25 years ago. Just amazing to listen to it. And it was 25 years ago today that Rodney King was beaten by police in Los Angeles. Our special thanks to NPR librarian Sarah Knight for getting us that audio.